Proclamation number 6836 of 22nd of May, 1957. God's infinite fatherly love. Painful means. Nothing needed to make you doubt the love of God, for I would not let the smallest disaster come upon you if it were to harm you. But you humans don't see the disaster which threatens you on the part of my adversary, which causes my love to draw your attention to you, which can often only happen through suffering and hardship, through which I only want to get you into contact with me so that I can now also obviously assist you. My love for you is so great that it only ever wants what is best for you, and you should never doubt my love, for it brought you into being and will remain with you for all eternity. But there is one thing it cannot do, restrict your free will. If only my love were the only determining factor, you would all have been supernatural beings long ago. Yet my love is so great that I would like to shape you into gods, but this is only possible if this transformation takes place of your own free will, and you have to use this free will yourselves. Thus it can never be directed by me, otherwise you could indeed become blissful creatures but not divine images. And this great love of mine does not diminish. It is always and constantly meant for you and will therefore only ever do what favors your bliss but will never want to harm you. But as long as you live on earth as a human being, you lack full knowledge of my nature as well as of my plan of salvation. The correlations are not yet known to you, nor are you able to grasp all correlations. This is why you still often question and doubt, even if you have already joined me of your own will, that you strive towards me and are also able to believe in me with conviction as your God and Creator. But you are not yet able to see the Father in me. For you will not doubt the Father's single quote love for his child, because it is quite natural that the Father's love is for his child. And if doubts arise in you about my love, then always remember that you are my children whom I will never ever give up. Remember that my fatherly love is truly something else than the love of an earthly father for his child. That it exceeds the latter's love immeasurably in ardor, and that such love only ever wants the child's beatitude. And as soon as you are convinced of my love, you will also accept everything with devotion, even if it involves suffering and hardship. But then you will also turn to your Father with complete trust and wait for his help, which will certainly be granted to you. The dangers which surround you in the last days before the end often make me resort to means which make you doubt my love. But if they drive you towards me, then I will have achieved the purpose. I will have indirectly shown my child an act of love which I recognized as salvation. It is about your bliss and freedom, it is about your deification on this earth. And nothing happens which would not be helpful for you to reach the aim. Therefore, nothing shall cause you to doubt the love of your Father and Creator from eternity, for it never ends. It applies to you, my living creations, for all eternity, and only wants to achieve that you shape yourselves into my children in order to be able to make you happy with my fatherly love forever. Amen.